1 year has passed since a Metro police officer shot and killed Daniel Hambrick during a foot chase in North Nashville. Community members remembered Hambrick with a vigil Friday night. As WPLN's Samantha Max reports, the anniversary also marked a year of mixed progress for community police relations.
The sun is starting to sink on a humid summer evening, and a crowd of friends and family members are linking arms, holding candles. Drops of hot wax spill onto the grass at a park across the street from where Hambrick was shot. Hambrick's cousin, Dominique Appleton, clutches a bright yellow fire pole on the jungle gym where children play behind her. She wonders aloud what was running through the officer's mind when he fired the fatal shot.
When the police officer killed him, I wonder what scared him more. The fact that his back was turned, or the speed that Daniel was going. I mean, are y'all scared of that?
Appleton has spent the past year struggling to make sense of that moment. Her family has sued the city for $30 million. They claim Nashville police are racially biased. A year after the shooting, tensions are still high between police and criminal justice reform advocates. And 2 years after the city allocated funds for body cameras, police still aren't wearing them. Activist DJ Hudson says they wish they didn't have to work so hard.
I'm tired. I'm tired of having to do this. I've been calling people's names and marching and fighting and organizing and making calls and begging people to do anything they can to stop this. We should not have to do this.
But activists say they've seen some progress in the past year. Hambrick's death mobilized a years-long campaign for an independent board to investigate allegations of police misconduct. The 11-person commission was selected in January. They've already launched 3 independent reviews. Meanwhile, Officer Andrew Delkey has been indicted on a charge of first-degree murder. He's pleaded not guilty and awaits trial. It'll take time for Delkey's case to wind its way through the court system. His next hearing is scheduled for late August, but based on similar cases in other cities, the trial could be years away. For WPLN News and Report for America, I'm Samantha Max.